You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yeah, one of these days I will take some of the budget from the like the bits and stuff we get from the show and actually get us like a good like video intro or maybe like some music or stuff like that instead of doing what I usually do with the money we get from the Twitch bits, which is buy goofy stuff for the show. So, you know, of course, after my dear Luther tithe, I owe him money now. Also, thank you, Jackie and Scalger, for donating bits. You guys are the best, but that's here nor there. We did get a, like I said last week, we got a tiny little payout, which I appreciate, and we've used it to buy some things and push further out of it. But that being said, hi everybody, welcome to an exciting new episode of Low Key on the Weird Libertarians Network. I'm your host Harry, aka the Moving Target, and we're gonna have a really fun episode because I get to do one of my favorite things, is to watch Tim Pool. I enjoy watching his stuff, his content. I as one beanie skateboarder to another, I enjoy his content. And the best part about this is I get to finally share it with Reinhold. Reinhold goes, says so high. Look, because you look at snazzy today.
I figured I'd play the part today. And bring along the little beanie hat that I have stashed away for special occasions like this.
All right. Let's see. And Christy Avery's going to go watch the Blue Beetle and be disappointed. All right. That's fine. It's fine.
One spot away from Barbie.
Yeah, I should probably just go watch Barbie. Okay. All right. Just watch Barbie again. That's fine. No one will judge. I don't know. My thing with the Blue Beetle movie, I'm just upset that we got a Blue Beetle movie and not The Question or Booster Gold movie. Okay. All right. But that's me. That's what I wanted. And we can't always get what we want. But I think I wanted to say, so those who are watching the video, which are on YouTube or watching us live on Twitch, get to witness Reinhold in his beanie. It looks splendid. It looks amazing into it. He's okay. All right. Now you're just hamming it up with his hair out of it. Looks nice. You guys should really like come look at the cam. Go watch him. It's, you know, it looks nice. So today's episode is going to be, we're going to be doing a little bit more closer to the sun of politics than we usually get to. And that's why you don't hear Vincent on it. He was, you know, given a pass, so he doesn't have to jump on the show, but we'll comment on him not being here, because we'll just say comments we think he would say, just act and treat him like he's here, but he's not here. So just us. So it should be a fun episode as we go through Timcast IRL clip. Like I said, I am a fan of Tim Pool's content. I have watched it for years now. Whether people do not or not like his content, I have enjoyed, just because he does, to me, Tim Pool usually is pointed at the right direction where things are going. He just sees it. He's got a good knack for it. Whether he's right or wrong in his commentary, that's, you know, usually depends on, you know, like how much information I think he's got on the subject. But usually, he's usually pointed in the right direction. At least, I don't know, like I kind of feel like he needs a longer vacation than he has have had in the last 2 years, because he's been carrying this network on his shoulders, and he probably doesn't want to, but I think for the sake of his company, he probably just needs to take 2 weeks off again, not to fix any web themed injuries. Just go in a van down by a river, at least before the election season started. I don't know about you, Randall, but I'm probably going to have to take a quick break from it, especially when the election season starts, because it's gonna get crazy. Because it always gets crazy. I think to me, when it comes down to when it gets closer to the election season, it's almost like every day is April Fool's Day. You really can't trust the first thing you've read on the internet. Every title, every clip, everything is so attention grabbing-y or just like hot pretty marketed. You know, it's that whole, they put up a false article, then she's changed later or put the rejection later. It really ramps up during election season. That, what'd you say, Randall? We can't hear you. No one can hear you.
Can't hear me?
No.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, I do now. Yes.
All right. Well, that's weird. I guess I got to get a little bit closer to the mic with this gain setting. Carbon down.
Oh, so what did you say?
Oh, no, I said they don't even bother with redactions anymore.
Oh, they do that silent stealth edit?
No, they don't either. You go back and check. They'll just leave it. They don't care. They're not going to change their stuff.
Wow. That's
and then they do the fun thing of referencing back to their old day. You know, like they say, you know, they start talking about something and they provide a link for you to go look at the original article that they're talking about. And it's one of their articles, right? So they're just flying back to themselves. That's all they're doing. It's just an echo chamber that they've created.
Yeah. And that's the reason why, like, well, I created the Donald Trump, like, Twitter database, is because, you know, back in the day in 2015, before he got elected, like, no one really knew, like, which way the wind was going to go with Twitter and everything else. So, and people was wondering, like, what are they going to do with Twitter? Because he uses it so much. And just quickly created a Python script to go, like, nope, this moment this thing hits Twitter, I pull it down, throw it in an Excel sheet offline. Isn't it cool? And I showed someone how to do it and forgot all about it. I did this. And that script just kept going.
Listen, if you still have that, you might be getting a call from Jack Smith.
It's a property of We're Libertarians. So good luck. We don't snitch here. Okay. I don't help people snitch. Anyways. But Ryan, I'll watch your game, because that last thing you said, didn't hear it. I saw your lips move, but didn't hear it. So we're gonna have to do some audio like issues with you, messing with your new microphone settings here on the fly here at the podcasting hospice.
I just make sure it's closer to my mouth this time.
There you go.
Me back.
Yeah. I don't really need this pop filter. I just use it so I know how close I need to be to my microphone, so it picks me up correctly. That's all I really use it for.
I have nose noise, so I try to keep the microphone away a little bit, but. To do that, you have to turn the gain up, and then you get the room noise, and I'm trying to cancel that out. So it's like a whole big thing.
That's fine. That's fine.
I think we got it now.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds beautiful now. So anyways, we'll be going to, let's see. We got the, oops. Oh, this is better. No Brian Hall, nothing. There we go. Kicking it off here to the side as we go through and review this Timcast IRL clip. What is Timcast? Timcast IRL is a long form, hour long show that Tim Pool does at the BD compound, and he brings like different cast of characters on, almost kind of like how we did with the big show for Wheel of Libertarians. But they do a bit more, bring in a couple of news stories, then just hit them really quick, do a lot of commentary, they bring a lot of guests in. It's an amazing time, and you know, it's kind of like our old format, but a little tweak, a little bit more. Instead of concentrating on one or two stories, they like to bounce around and just kind of go and have this conversational format. People seem to love it. I like it too. I enjoy some of the commentary, some of the guests that go on there. Full disclosure, Brian Nichols of the network went to the BD compound, so you know, it's So we are not hating on Tim Pool. We are respectively reviewing this clip of the things that he said because, one, we're not live on the show. We are taking it with other data information. Other thing, he's going to comment on some things that Reinhold and I have just better experience on. So it should be fun. That's out of the way. Everything out of the way. Randall, you ready to go through this video, or do you are in the housekeeping thing you want to get done out of the way before that happens?
No, I think we can get started on the torture now. So.
Not torture.
Get it going and get it over with.
All right, let's get this going. And do mind, Randall. Like, it's okay. You can't hit that pause button if we go through and you want to hit something. You're like, hold on, what was that? And we can rewind. It's perfectly fine. Our only limit is getting done with this thing within an hour. Still stopping at 10. Okay.
Breaking, Biden DOJ fines Elon Musk $350,000 after he refuses to give them access to Trump's Twitter account. The district court held X in contempt for missing the deadline, and the social media platform was fined $350,000. I think for Elon, it's probably a drop in the hat. But
is it really going to be a drop in $350,000 of cash?
Well, the way they're bleeding, it doesn't really matter. But... I'm sure. I don't know how deep they're going to get into this, but they're leaving a lot out already. Just the headline is pretty
Yeah, right. Oh, that's just the headline. Yeah.
Now, I do like to play a game. I love to play a game when we have journalism these days where does the story match the headline? And a lot of times you find out that the story doesn't really match the headline, that they just pull something out and make the headline sensational. So you read it. It doesn't really kind of meet what they're saying, but we'll see how they come across that, and we'll see how Tim interprets that.
If we do more like articles during the political season, right, we'll make sure we have a bingo card. We'll put that on there. Does the article match does the headline match the article? Nope. Bingo. Or is that just the free square at this point? Anyways,
wow. Massive credit to Elon and X for basically telling the government to go shove off.
We were talking about this right there, earlier.
Can I pause? I don't know if I can pause there.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you
should. We're going to because I clicked it. I didn't know if I was going to pause it. They're going to give props to Elon for pushing back against a valid search warrant, which Twitter has never, ever done before. So he's choosing to push back on this search warrant because of who the target is, not because of free speech rights or anything like that, because they'll let the government into everybody else's account with no problem and not give any pushback. But boy, man, you start talking about Trump, he's going to do something about that.
Man, so maybe the fine is a drop in the bucket. Is that just marketing at this point? Then just do it for marketing purposes.
No, there's a lot of reasons why it was done, and I don't know how much of that you want to get into right up front. But if you look at the timing of when this happened, there are some very interesting things that went on at that time that tell a whole story that I'm sure it isn't going to be told in this analysis.
Oh, no. This is actually going to be going the opposite direction. So we can spin around and go get that on the end when we go to wrap up. So, yeah, put that underneath your beanie and hold on to that. Yeah, you can go ahead and press play.
I don't have any controls, as I'm saying. I don't.
You should be able to hit play. And
I don't see a play button or a pause button or anything like that.
Oh, maybe. Oh, okay. Because I did it with Spangle, but maybe because he's an admin on the account. So maybe I need to talk with him to create you an account here in the thing so you can do this. All right. I'll talk to him.
Right. I'll just do that or something when I want you to pause.
Just say pause.
And Reed had mentioned back when Apple told the FBI to go piss up a rope when the FBI was trying to get them to unlock a terrorist's iPhone. They were just like, we're not going
to
do it.
But then they eventually just figured out a way to break in.
Yeah, but at least Apple didn't help them do
right.
it, you know, which is incredible.
Just to be clear, Apple didn't tell them to get bent. Apple told them, we can't. The technology does not allow for it because it's encrypted and we don't have the key.
Right. And it like technically, and did they actually classify that, was that, you know, that Fort shooter as an actual terrorist or was just a lone shooter? That case was so long ago. I don't remember.
Well, you can be a lone shooter and still be a terrorist. So it's just a case of whether terrorism is just, you know, creating violence in order to make a political change or enact some sort of political message. So them saying he's a terrorist and then wanting to get him to his phone, I could see that. But it's not like Apple said, oh, for First Amendment rights, we're going to push back and not give you the access. They're saying that they can't give you the access because that's the way they coded it so that people had that autonomy, that protection against these searches from good and bad people.
Or they just didn't want to, because they've already been inundated with requests from the police officers to open up phones in the past. So they just set something up so they physically can't. So it stops the requests coming in.
Well, there's people who do that when, so I've been involved in some going after, search. So people do search warrants and say, okay, go back into the email system 6 years and find all these references to this case we're looking for. Right. So I'm in IT, so we do searches. So I've done some of that before. And there are some people who have, and they have policies that say, we don't keep anything after 30 days. You know, so some people archive everything so that if they have something come in, they can provide it. And other people are just saying to get around it, they say, we'd save nothing. So if you come at us looking for any kind of stuff, you're not going to have it. You're not going to find it. We purge it. I don't know how much of a good, I mean, when it's their stuff that they need the information on, they're going to be hurting, but, that's what they do. That's what some people choose to do to get around the laws about that.
Correct. And I really dislike it because I'm working for a company right now. I was like, well, how long do you retain? I was like, well, how long are you legally required? And they looked at me like, it's up to you what regulations you're under.
Well, and the regulations too aren't really, they're more like you, once you have a policy, you have to maintain it. They're like, so that's why people are writing their own policies to say, we retain nothing.
Yeah. Because I can easily, like, trust me, it's easier in my life to, you know, to make sure everything deletes it for 30 days. But everyone likes to, for some reason, store things in places that it shouldn't be stored in. Emails or like, I was cleaning up someone's Zoom file and they saved a bunch of cloud files in their Zoom. Like they put it in our knowledge base attached to Zoom files.
We were doing migrations on this one and it was the CEO or CIO or somebody, they came back and said, can we get his deleted items out of the old mailbox? I'm like, why? That's where he was storing everything, in his recycle bin.
Shut up.
He had folder structure in there and everything.
My God. What the hell? Okay. All right. We're not going to go down this path. this is, oh man, maybe we should do it like a panel.
But just to say Apple did not push back to say that they're not wanting to give access to it. They said, and they probably would have given access if they were presented with a valid search warrant. They just couldn't. Yeah. And they never did. The only reason the government got access to that data is because they found tools on their own that the CIA had, or NSA had, or somebody.
Correct.
They were able to get into it on their own.
And if I remember correctly, I think like it was almost like that Apple could have, but they tried too many times. They tried a different tool too many times and made it so they couldn't also. Or I'm getting confused with a different Apple case because there's several different ones around the exact same time. So
yeah, there's probably a thing where, you know, after so many times or so many tries, it will wipe. So if they tried a password four or five, you know, like nine times, the 10th one's going to wipe it. So they stopped at that point and said, we can't do any further. So they were just trying to guess passwords at that point. That was the only thing they had to do because they couldn't do the unencryption without it. Because they didn't have the keys.
Yep. That's why if you do biometrics, well, your body's still there. They're getting in your stuff. Anyways, I'm going to hit play.
Get to them. And this, to me, is kind of the same kind of situation. Like, credit to Twitter, because anyone that pushes back against the feds when it comes to this type of thing, I think is good. So
we also need to protect that Twitter account at all costs. Donald Trump's Twitter.
Is
one of, well, that belongs needs, in the get Museum of it. Natural History. I mean, of American history.
So. He needs to get back on it. He truthed. We have this truth from real Donald Trump. reposted by Election Wizard. He says, just found out that crooked Joe Biden's DOJ secretly attacked my Twitter account, making it a point not to let me know about this major hit on my civil rights. My political opponent is going crazy trying to infringe on my campaign for president. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Does the First Amendment still exist? Did deranged Jack Smith tell the unselects to destroy and delete all evidence? These are dark days in America. I completely agree.
There's a lot there. We are going a lot slower through this clip than I wanted to do.
No, I just, first of all, the idea that Trump's Twitter account should be in the National Archives, which technically is in the National Archives. I have a National Archives controlling it right now.
Correct.
The fact that you want just a whole manuscript of tweets that are completely lies to be stored in the National Archives, maybe it's good for teaching people what, you know, what propaganda looks like. That would be good. That would be a good class to have, right? But just to go into this one right here, first of all, making it a secretly attacked my Twitter account. It's called a search warrant, and it happens all the damn time. When he says, nothing like this has ever happened before, it happens every fucking day.
Every day.
To thousands of people. Mm-hmm. You are not special, Mr. Donald Trump, even though you think you are, and even though it apparently Musk thinks you are. Now, what they did was they did the search warrant, and they also put a retainer on there. That's an addendum on there that says that they couldn't tell Trump about it because there was a real concern that if Trump knew that they had the data, that he may A, damage the data in some way, or use that data or use the fact that he was being searched to intimidate witnesses, which are both things that he's literally done in the past 6 months.
Right.
So they had a valid reason to not want that information, and they had to fill out a form. They had to go before a judge, and you have a time limit of 90 days on that. And you have to re-up it if you want to continue it. And it's harder and harder to do every time you do that. So this is not anything new. This is not anything that's they're attacking him for. This is what they do all the damn time.
Right. Yeah. Twitter's not standing up for free speech. That's not happening.
This like I said, this is the first time they've ever pushed back on this type of warrant
on anyone's warrant.
This is pre-Monk and post-Monk. Musk has never pushed back before on anybody else's. He only pushed back on this one, and his excuse was he was concerned about there being information in there that was going to be part of executive privilege, which A, there's no way that they're using Twitter to doing political work on. He's not talking to his aides about stuff like that through Twitter because he doesn't
could have been.
And two, he doesn't get to do that. Only the executive can claim executive privilege. Musk can't.
Right. Yeah.
So he was going out of his way to help Trump, and that was even detailed in the court filings that the judge kept saying it really seems like Musk is just trying to curry favor with Trump.
Right. Yeah, 100%. Asunder goes, wouldn't it be it being in the National Archive make it more easily available to the FBI?
So the problem is the FBI wanted not just all the public tweets, but they also got all the deleted tweets, all the drafts, all the DMs.
Yep. The draft and the DM. The metadata.
Yeah. So the metadata on where the person was when they did the tweet so they could determine who was the one who actually performed the tweet, whether it was Trump or not.
Correct. So we know, who performed the tweet, when they performed the tweet, because it could be written, let's say, 2 weeks ago, but not published until. How long was staying in the draft? That's the information that they went looking for. And for some of the charges, that's very relevant information. And you can also go into the other things of, which that's more of a technical information. We can get into that was the whole of, because I figured, don't they kind of rule, especially even like tweets up which is older than 90 days, just like old emails after 90 days. They technically don't need a search warrant for old tweets for over 90 days and information like that, just like emails after 90 days.
Anything that's on a public facing, they don't need search warrants. Yeah. They could scrape Twitter and pull that information if they wanted to. So the public tweets are not a problem. That's not what they're really going after. They're going after the data attached to those public tweets.
No, I'm talking about like the to run a server inside the United States, the federal government has the ability to request that information. This is pre-Patriot Act that this stuff was signed. This is this was happened during the encryption wars of the 90s.
I know, late 90s. I know I'm pretty sure that they're saving a lot of that information already that they can go do searching for, right? So there's just there were some specific things, I think, more like DMs and things like that.
That they want. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
The sitting president is trying to this is beyond Watergate. What is this? Joe Biden just tried to.
Joe Biden's not doing this. Jesus Christ, these people.
It's beyond Watergate, right? This is beyond. We're beyond,
yeah, Watergate. What Trump did was beyond Watergate. Yes, yeah. And we're trying to bring him to justice for it.
No. Biden's a Nixon. See, he Biden's sent Hunter
not doing it.
He sent Hunter to X. Okay. At the middle of the night to grab servers out.
Amazing. I love how they do this. It's like Biden's doing this stuff, Biden's doing that stuff, but when Trump was in office, oh no, his guy did this and this person was bad and was doing this. They explained everything away. It had nothing to do with him. Trump wasn't guilty of anything, but no, anything that's done.
But Biden's an incompetent fool who falls upstairs, you know, dementia, but he's also the mastermind behind
mastermind it. Yeah, he's mastermind. He's it reminds me of that old Saturday Night Live skit. Do you remember this one with Ronald Reagan, and it shows him in the white in the Oval Office, and he's got some Girl Scouts there, and he's being all and then as soon as the door hits, it's like, all right, let's go, and he pulled down a map and says, okay, you're gonna do this, or we're gonna move this, we're gonna do this, and people are like trying to follow him. Man, it's just, it's too complicated when you make it. And then somebody else would come in and he'd go back to this, you know. It was really hilarious.
All right. We got to get moving. We're not even 2 minutes through.
Steal private communications from his main political rival?
Yes.
Let me just repeat that for everybody. We now know, and Elon Musk obstructed this. Joe Biden, running for president, just tried to steal the private communications unconstitutionally from Donald Trump, from his private account. And only because of Elon Musk, they're obstructed.
It's
incredible. Nope.
It's incredible. Yeah. See, why aren't they moving to impeach? He's messing with his political rival here.
It wasn't unconstitutional, and it wasn't him that did it. And it was a prosecutor. He had to go through a judge and it had to be approved. And I don't know what they're smoking.
So maybe if Biden called Musk directly on a phone call, let's say a perfect phone call, and asked for this.
Yeah, and told him to find some information for him again on Trump. Like, you go looking to see if you can find some information on him. And if you do, we'll give you a bunch of money that we've already promised to you, but I'm holding on to it until you do this for me.
Right.
Now, if he had done that, that would be bad, right?
Yes, that would be bad. And it's not like Elon Musk wouldn't take the SpaceX contracts, you know, from SpaceX, but that's here to there. All right, I want to get to the spot that's coming up at 2:30, okay, and then jump ahead. But I'm trying to get to this thing. Let's get
there. It's just amazing. I'm amazed that people. I can't. Okay, go
ahead. I think technically, and I could be wrong, Twitter owns that account, so it's technically Elon Musk's data and account. So they'd be, if they were stealing it, they'd be stealing it from Elon. But it looks like they asked him for it, so it wouldn't have been theft.
That sounds like something the NSA would say.
Well,
I think
we don't own any of our social media
data. Any reasonable person would argue that our data belongs to us.
I would like it to, but I think legally at this point it doesn't. But it should. And on some sites, maybe it does if it's in their terms. A lot of sites want to own your stuff.
I got to tell you, I don't care what ridiculous, psychotic, totalitarian Nazi BS the government tries to argue about why they have a right to take.
Okay. All right. So that's what I was trying to get to. This is the point of the video when I said, you know what? I need Reinhold.
Alitarian. Here's the thing. I get it that these people don't understand what the rule of law is in this country because they haven't respected it for decades, especially under Trump. Trump has no idea what the rule of law is or what it means to be. And it only seems to apply when it's him being in
something's happening to him.
Yeah. He's running into an issue. So it's obviously he's the one who's being, you know, attacked and everything. It's his rights are being violated, even though they're not being violated. We have rule of law that says all of this stuff. We have to go through all of these things in order to find information. We have search warrants for a reason. We don't have just the government being able to go in and do whatever they want to. They have to go to a judge. They have to get a search warrant. They have to get approvals and whether it can be told to the, you know, if they want it not told to the person. Like I said before, all this stuff has to be done and there's checks and balances on all of it. And if you want to fight back against that, which I am saying we might want to have a conversation on how much power the government has in searching your data like this, let's have that conversation. But let's not pretend that this is suddenly something new that's happening to attack specifically Donald Trump. Because that's where you get into a mindset that is pure cult. And that's where we're going with this. Is this, these guys are pure cult in this, in my mind, say not even rationalizing or seeing in their eyes that we have history of all these people who have had the same thing happen to them. I mean, we got you famously Ross Ulbricht had something like that happen to him. He had his stuff taken with a search warrant and everything else. It's like, why didn't Twitter push back then? Because they never have. They've never pushed back before.
Yep. What was the precursor to Proton Mail? The fire email. I forget the name of the email site that did have a bunch of this stuff that helped protect Chelsea Manning, which they instantly, like, when the feds finally came, asked for the data. They asked for the encryption key. They encrypted the data and printed out the encryption on a sheet of paper and destroyed the drives. You know. They didn't know, they barely understood what Chelsea had. They just understood that this thing had to go down. But that was in their terms. They said they would do this, you know, and they did it for everyone.
I can't remember the name of it either. Yeah. But it was a very privacy heavy system. And you can write stuff to do that. You can do all that stuff. That's what I'm saying. If Twitter didn't maintain this information, they wouldn't have the ability to be searched for it.
Oh yeah. And Ian is correct. Once you've put something up on social media, their terms of service states this is not yours anymore. It's not yours. You have access to it. You can use it, but it ain't your data. They can do what they want with it. You've given it to them. They can do what they want with it. They want to shake it, chop it up, sell it to AI tools. Yeah, they're going to do that.
In that case, if it's owned by Twitter, therefore owned by Monk, as they're saying, then they can't claim executive privilege on it at all.
Correct. They also, if they want their 230 protections, they have to give that up.
They face penalties like $350,000 for being late.
100%. So like I tell people, like, if you want to put something private on the web, you should encrypt it before it ever touches the network. It's the reason why, like, a lot of the feds hate when you could sell when they are upset when someone uses Signal because, like, oh, they're using Signal, this terrible app. It was like, because it's end-to-end encrypted. It's encrypted, you know, from your device to someone else's device. So it's decrypted there.
Although I don't know how great that encryption is because we've heard a lot of times of people getting their Twitter or Signal stuff just ripped up and
it is basically the encryption from that Moxie Marlin Spike did for Signal is really solid. It's top notch. It's people's OPSEC on it. They're not re-encrypting the information after because they decrypted another device, right? So it's decrypted. They never lock it back up. So like some of us old heads, like remember like when you use your PGP key to unlock a file, once you've done reading that file, it locks itself back up again, you know, and it just goes back to being encrypted. But if you just leave that file open or save it unencrypted, like, it's on the device now. Now you got to get through the device. So just layers and layers and layers.
Where they're going with this is it's like they're trying to weave a tale of something that isn't happening, something that did not happen, in order to justify their outrage. They want to be outraged about this. They want, how can you go after the person I like?
Right. Yeah. Right. To be fully honest, like, yeah, it's like I said, like, he just needs to take a vacation. He's clearly outraged, debate brain with this thing, because it's, you're not really looking into it like in a rational sense, like to take a step back from it. You know, so.
My private communications, they don't. The Fourth Amendment extends to what is my private communications. And they can make all the arguments in the world that when you transmitted the message over Twitter, you gave that message to Twitter. Nah. Yeah, that's like a BS argument from psychopaths who are trying to bypass our constitutional
It would be
protections.
Like if you went into somebody's house and had a conversation with somebody else in that house and they were recording you in their house and then you left. Like, technically, that person's that owned the house would own that communication.
No. When you use Twitter, you're putting it into the public space.
Mm-hmm.
That's like you being in your house saying something to somebody else in your house. This is you yelling across the street to your neighbor, and anybody outside can hear it. This is you getting on a radio or a podcast and putting this information out there for people to hear. Mm-hmm. It's not private anymore. I can't go and say, hey, you can't use that information. It's private to the government once I've put it out on the internet.
Correct.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. You might have a thing with it if we were just sending like just chat protocol between each other using the lines.
IM or something like that. Yeah. If we were doing IM and it was straight to straight, it wasn't a server in between and all sorts of stuff.
Correct.
Then that's private communications.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a phone call. That's why you have to have so many things to get to a phone call. That's a private communication.
Correct.
This is like trying to get on somebody who's using a CV and trying to say that that's private communication.
Right. Yeah. It's just, so if we booted up the IRC chat and we were communicating with each other on the wire, please fine. But if I talked to Reinhold on Discord, and we started talking to you on the Discord channel, that's not a private communication. Granted, it's a private Discord server. Discord still owns that information. That's on Discord server.
Yeah, but still out in the public to other people, right? If it was just you and me in the channel, maybe we could argue
you could
that.
Probably. But
else's service.
Correct. It'll probably fall. Yeah. Depending on the lawyer and the case. Yeah. That'll fall away, but like tissue paper. On top of
that, even though it is public out there right now, they're going after some bit of it that's private in there that's all owned by Twitter. It's not owned by anybody, not Trump. Mm-hmm. Like the information on when you sent it and the metadata and all that stuff, that's not yours. That's the services. Mm-hmm. You know, all you can say is your words. If you didn't, if I typed something up and left it and never sent it, or my DMs or something like that, that's what they're maybe trying to say, that DMs are protected, but still it's not because it's on there. But even so, a valid search warrant overrides that concern, right? You have to be able to get into private communications. That's why we have rules about bugging phones, because we needed to have that information for rule of law to adjudicate some of these things. So they put in safeguards and protections and everything else so it's not abused, and it still gets abused and it's still overused, and we should have a whole conversation about that. I'm not unopposed to that. I am very much a privacy person, but I'm very opposed to only applying or being concerned about it when it's one specific person who's being attacked.
Exactly.
When everybody else still in a public official, and especially the president, should be held to the same rules and the same procedures that every other person has to deal with, because they're the ones who are helping implement those laws, and for them to get around them is completely dishonest. In my opinion, it's corrupt. It's like what Clinton did when he signed into law the ability to ask people in a sexual assault case or a sexual harassment case. He put in the ability for the government to ask about prior sexual history. They used to be forbidden. You couldn't do that. It was irrelevant to the case. He signed a law that made it so that you could in a sexual harassment case. Then he got a charge of sexual harassment. And then he was getting brought up, hey, about your sexual past. What about these other partners you had? How about this Monica Lewinsky? And he lied about it. He tried to skirt his own law in order to not get caught in that.
Hmm.
And that's where the corruption really is. That's him trying to get around the law that he put in place. And that's what's happening to Trump, is he's trying to put all these laws in for the protection of government documents. Remember when he first came in, because he was so concerned about Hillary, put all these concerns, all this stuff in about private documents. And now he violated those laws because they didn't apply to him. Right. And that's what's going on here. This doesn't apply to him. You're attacking him. You're doing something different to him than you do with anybody else. No, you're just hearing about it. And Musk is the one who's actually doing something different because of who he is, not Biden. You know what I'm saying?
I love Reinhold Rants. This is so tasty. Also, I did not know that was Clinton that signed that one into law. That's, of course, I had the 90s. I was in middle school and, you know, back then. So I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. See, Jackie.
Those famous stuff. Picture with him signing it with a bunch of female activists and stuff around him and him signing the law in the being.
Okay. All right, let's skip a point.
Now that's kind of like Twitter.
No, it's more works? Like you have a probably, yeah. It's more like you you rent a mailbox at a big so out in the middle of nowhere. People don't have mailboxes in front of their houses. Depending on where you live, they'll actually have a mailbox building where everyone goes and collects their mail. Despite having private houses, they go to one spot. So, you know, where we are up in the mountains, these mail trucks can't get on some of these roads. So it would be more like they said, that mailbox isn't actually yours. It's property of the post office. Therefore, anything inside of it is our fair game to open and read.
I think the post.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, the post. Yeah. So I think we may have to get that headache sponsorship. We may get the aspirin sponsorship into this episode. Yeah, the post. Yeah, one of the few services constitutionally protected.
They go to the post office. It's constitutionally protected for that, where everything else is not. Yeah, that's a good way to go with that. That's okay. He's trying to create an analogy that doesn't even fit because
not at all.
Unless that mailbox is sitting for anybody to come in and read whenever they want to, then it's not the same thing because you're putting it on Twitter for anybody to come read who they want to. You know.
Scholar goes. This chud not been to the middle of nowhere and has no idea the limits of searching mail. Okay, first off. Temple does live in the middle of West Virginia. He does live in the middle of nowhere. The Beanie compound is in the middle of nowhere. Okay. It's out there in the middle of nowhere. So he kind of understands that, but I think that's probably the first time he had to understand that. But he probably also doesn't understand why people have post office boxes at the front of their houses in the first place, you know, because that's also a history lesson that, you know, maybe we should do that for Ryan. He'll explain like, why do people have post, you know, boxes, you know, he has the requisite IQ. Okay. All right. That's me. That's an ad hominem scalja. Okay. All right. We're being respectful.
No, it's not an ad hominem. It's not an ad hominem unless he's trying to say that his point is invalid because he has a low IQ. Just stating he has a low IQ is an opinion.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Read your mail.
They need probable cause. The Fourth Amendment protects us. So I will make the fair point that they're saying a judge ordered this. But that means very little to me when it is the president trying to steal the private communications of his chief political rival. That's a whole degree of effed up.
Yeah. I mean,
yep. Principal rival right there. Yeah.
But Biden's not even allowed to look at it unless he has. That's all stuff that's going through SEPA. That's going through a whole process of confidential communications. It's not something where Biden can call up and say, hey, give me a copy of all that. Doesn't have that.
So what you're saying is if Trump, instead of calling Zelensky directly, had people in the Justice Department call him, ask about this, but also don't try to do any bribe or anything, money thing, then it would have been a perfect phone call, kind of like this, right? Then this would be similar, right?
Oh, because if the Justice Department went through and got a valid warrant against it, that would be different.
Mm-hmm. And no money, you know, like, nope, you're still getting your raise. No
bribery going on. Extortion. Nothing like that is happening. Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, it would have been fine.
Perfect phone call. All right. let's see. Tim Pool is one of the few people where the statement Tim Pool said is an ad hominem against him. He's so renowned for being so wrong that it invalidates his arguments, attributes them to him. Okay. All right. Now All right. Clearly, Ascalja does not like the Tim Pool.
mean, just because there's a political campaign going on or just because Donald Trump is persona non grata doesn't mean that the federal government can just look into his private communications. And there is an expectation of privacy that people have when they use platforms like this, you know. So.
That's why they call them private messages.
That's a big mistake. Yeah, that's why you need to encrypt your messages.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a big mistake. You don't have that. There is no there. I don't think anyone has an expectation of privacy when using these platforms. I think you probably could have said that in like the early aughts. Okay. But there's been way too many high profile cases where that has not been the case.
End to end encryption. Anything that is unencrypted is viewable by every government on, well, most of the governments on Earth, I would imagine, at this point.
You're totally right, but the average person doesn't, you know.
But that's like
ignorance
saying
is not,
yeah,
excuse, you know.
That's like saying the government can spy on you unless you build a house inside of a Faraday cage. It's like, no,
if you don't
the Constitution
have curtains,
is to stop them from doing it.
Like,
okay.
Unless they have a valid warrant. See, this is the thing. They just completely skate by that. And he did say, they're probably going to say that they had a probable cause. Yeah, they had probable cause.
Yes.
They had a ton of probable cause.
Correct. And that's the other thing. It was like, yes, they're doing discovery on this conspiracy case. And then he, also, which you don't like, thing is you got to go back 7 minutes from where we are. What is it, seven? Where we are, 5 minutes. Remember you talked about how Trump's not even using his Twitter? So this entire new campaign is using Truth Social. And that's not what they're going after. They went after the Twitter thing, which he hasn't used since he was banned. So, which is almost been
they're only wanting historical information about what happened on 1/6. That's what they're going after. They're not caring about what he's doing now.
Correct.
Because they wouldn't be doing his Twitter account. Yeah.
Correct. This is, yeah. Now, this
whole premise is just completely.
Yep. Now, if they went after Truth Social, could there have been a thing saying, hey, you know, this, you know, I do
well, here's
campaigning
the thing.
Things on this versus.
Here's the thing. What? How do you know they didn't?
You're right. Don't.
They may have issued a warrant to sue Truth Social, and Truth Social went, all right, here you go, here's the data.
But that's the thing, like Truth Social doesn't have to tell Trump that happened also. And the other thing is they have to give the information up. They have, if they want 230 protection, they have to give it up.
It's if you don't have curtains on your windows, no constitution is going to stop the cops from looking inside your house.
That's not a fair analogy. Because
you gotta lock your
when
messages.
You're sending a private message, you are not, the average person does not believe they're standing nude in front of a window. They think the curtains are up. So it would be more like the government has goggles that can see through your curtains and said, well, it's your fault for only having regular curtains.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Most people do believe that they're, conversations are private in their DMs for some odd reason. I will give them that. Most people talk about any of this stuff do believe that, and until like shatter their world, like, nope, that's not there, that's not real, I can see all this if I wanted to, we can. But most people, if they've worked for a company long enough and have to go through discovery because of a warrant or a case, has found out all their communications are able to be swapped up in the net and sent back out. It's the main reason I try to, when I train people new and they're like, hey, don't do personal stuff on work equipment because if a case happens, I'm taking everything. I'm taking it all. You know, I'm complying with the warrant. I'm going to jail for any of you people.
It's like, what am I supposed to do? You got to put up lead curtains.
You do. You do.
Right.
Because the Chinese
That's
government.
Unreasonable.
Well, I
yeah,
know.
Sure. The foreign it's governments. We're talking about the United States government trying to steal Trump's communications.
Well, it's anybody can do it. Any government could do it.
And that's not my concern. My concern is the U.S. government violating the rights of American citizens and Joe Biden trying to steal communications from Trump to cheat an election.
Well, I mean, that's.
Yep.
She had nothing to do with the election.
Wanting 3-year-old tweets for an account he doesn't use to steal the new election.
They want this to be what they're saying. They want what they're saying to be the truth.
Right.
And if they just say it over and over again to people who don't question it, it becomes the truth.
Right.
And that's straight out of 1984. And that's what they complain about that the other side of people are doing, and they're doing it themselves.
Correct.
You see it over and over again.
Yeah. Good. The thing is, the, DOJ could spend $1 trillion and just compile this information with public information they have, but it's so much easier just to like, hey, we have a good warrant, give us information. You know, it's Ace and Dead says, Dale Gribble taught me the government was spying on me. Well, yeah, government does spy on you. They spy on communications. They collect things. They do data collection. So they just don't look at all of it all the time. Let's see. Skulja goes, I wonder if people have gotten on Truth Social to spam Trump with anime girls yet. I don't know. I've never been on Truth Social, so I have no idea what's there. Sorry. I tell people if I'm going anywhere, I'm going to, you know, I'm still on Mastodon, and I'm trying to get people to come to Matrix. So anyways, but the Matrix chat, not the other people talk about Matrix, not that.
I think you did. You did point out it's not he got a judge's. Did a judge sign
off on
this? It
means very little when the DOJ, Joe Biden, is targeting his political opponent. I don't care. Criminally charging Trump. I don't care. They've crossed the line. They're engaged in civil war.
I don't disagree with you.
They're going after Trump, and that's the whole problem. That's it. That's the only thing they care about. They don't care about anything else.
He said civil war. Drink, everybody. That's a shot. Civil war. He said civil war.
They said civil war for how long?
Yeah, we got 6 minutes in. Yeah,
to get a civil war, you'd have to have more than 25-30% of your people willing to do it, and you don't.
It's a fifth generational warfare civil war. Okay, so it's going to be it's all going to be digital. It's just fifth generational. Okay.
Problem is that the people they have on their side wanting to do the civil war don't have the brain power to do that kind of thing.
So historically accurate of the other civil war. That's the other thing. It's just like, is this really just Trump supporters?
Trump supporters who are calling for a civil war, but how many of them are actually going to do anything? None of them.
Right. You first.
You know, you got the Proud Boys and you got the Oath Keepers, and they're half in jail now anyway. So what do you got? You don't have much. Don't worry about that.
But I have no Billy empathy Joe, for people that continue to attack.
I said, Billy Joe down the street isn't getting in his Humvee and coming after and trying to take over the government. It's not going to happen.
No.
On their phones with proprietary software to type on direct messages on Twitter and YouTube without saying this stuff. Like that is trackable data.
No, I
get it through your head. I have no empathy if you don't get that through your head. I'm sorry, I don't.
I have tons of sympathy for people who eat Splenda and drink fluoride and do a whole bunch of other really awful things because the government tells them it's fine.
Yeah, well, they should
because
be
there are there are people who.
Yes, right. Hold the fluoride. Now, see, I believe the fluoride in the water is bad for you. Don't drink this stuff. Okay. All right. I don't even like bathing it because the fluoride is not for your teeth. What it does is it gets on your skin and allows your body to be detected by spy satellites.
Should know these things, but it's not the job of the average person who's a plumber or a carpenter or who works at an insurance company to read the news and do the research every day. That's what we do. And so we try to inform them. We try to tell people, hey, man, you got to encrypt your messages. Hey, you got to eat healthy. You got to exercise and you got to pay attention to what's going on to the best of your abilities. But the point is, the average person, people are out there building houses. OK, they're working 8-12 hour days. They're not going to go online and research fluoride for 27 years to figure out what's going on with the water or atrazine or sucralose or other stuff like that.
Sucralose is in apples and grapes. What the heck is this guy talking about?
I think we jumped the shark.
He's gone way off the rails in order to just validate his own insanity. At this point.
Okay. Now, personally, full disclosure, I'm averse to fluoride and fluoridation of the water because of the dosage of fluoride. All right. I'm worried about that. But most people who are worried about that is because they do research on that, you know. But is there any actual good data about it affecting people? No, there isn't. You can look. We've got decades of people just drinking it, bathing in it, cooking with it. Really is no issue. Because if there was,
And that's what he's probably talking about was aspartame and not stupid sucralose.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's saying there, but I remember in 84, I was reading about aspartame and then the possibility of it being a problem. And they did all these studies and then there was all these Reagan people trying to say it was bad. And I remember all of that. It's been 50 years. It hasn't shown to be a problem.
Well, just wait.
In that period of time.
Just wait, Reinhold. It's going to show itself.
It's going to eventually. So if we're done with the insanity right now, I have a few things I wanted to say about this whole Musk thing on the timing of it. So the warrant was issued on a specific date. Mm-hmm. Within hours of that being presented mm-hmm. to X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it.
Except dead name.
Musk makes a tweet about how he's going to start encrypting DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think he did that? Within a week, he is trying to get a meeting with Republican leaders in the House
mm-hmm.
to go into rules and stuff about social media. Mm-hmm. Why would he reach out to the government to do that? Because he had this information and he was told he couldn't give it to somebody. Do you think maybe he might have given it to somebody behind the scenes? Do you think maybe he was trying to warn people about this going on? He was going out of his way to protect Trump, allegedly. Not to protect his people.
Allegedly.
Because if he was trying to protect the people on his platform, there would be stories of hundreds of fines,
mm-hmm.
thousands of fines. Because if he was really wanting this push back on this for everybody,
mm-hmm.
that's what would be happening. He would be incurring a ton of fines being brought into the thing mm-hmm. and kicking up a stink. He's not. He didn't do that. He was protecting Trump, Trump only, and that's mm-hmm. the problem.
Correct.
Just Trump like is not different than anybody else. He doesn't get special protection. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. That's not what this country's supposed to be about. And the other thing that really irritates me is these guys, especially like the pool and these, they're so intent on trying to take down the elites.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't realize that Trump is one of the most elite elites that exists in this country, and they're tagging their wagon right up to his little big old caboose, they're insane, right? They're purposely blinding themselves. Just like all the religious people who are saying, "Oh, he's being sent from God to save our religious," and he's the most anti. He's the devil compared to what a lot of these people who are trying. You know, if you're an adult mm-hmm. and you had a kid that's say 12, 13 years old, mm-hmm. and he's in school acting like Trump does on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
you would paddle his ass, put him in the corner, and send him off to fucking military school to put some sense into him, because you don't want your kid acting like that. And if you don't want your kid acting like that, why do you want your president acting like that?
All right. First off, we don't paddle kids anymore, right? Hold. Okay. We way past that. Okay. First off. And second, oh God, I missed this. Right. I missed this. Right. Hold. Feels good. Third. Yeah. Because you're absolutely right. Because if this was about everyone else's protecting their freedom of speech and the protection, he would have put in things like, he would have said like, nope, everything's going to be, we are going to switch DMs, encrypted, private, interleg, and we're going to have a really short retention policy. To be perfectly honest, I think it was also the internal bill of what's IT doing? Yeah, they have to compile this entire thing and present this data over. And they're short-staffed, you know? So it's like, what's that team doing? And that's probably a huge file, as much as Trump tweeted, you know? And it's probably all, like, specially marked and flagged. So it probably really needs a high-level person there at the company to go, because they probably have been holding on to that data.
Well, here's the thing. In the lawsuit, they have to do discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, Trump is pushing back, saying the amount of discovery they have is too large for us to go through. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think, I think a lot of that discovery is just his Twitter feed mm-hmm. because they were saying, oh, it's 11 million pages or something like that, or something, you know, some huge amount. And you're like, we have to go through that. It's going to take forever. It's like reading War and Peace 77 times a day, blah, 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 you know,
dribble.
Yeah. And it's like, you don't know, it's mostly just page after page after page of single freaking tweets that are all garbage anyway.
Go to my server. I'll pull out the database that I have. It's a good thing I'm not sharing my screen right there. Hello. Do we want the... Hold on. You can keep talking while I'm trying to pull this up. I'm trying to find out what I did with it. There's the CSV of it. You know what? I'll just pull up the... I don't want the CSV.
What is this doing? In trying to hold a person accountable for what he has been doing, because they're talking about Nixon. Trump's way past anything Nixon ever even thought of doing, right? Nixon was so embarrassed about being caught in what he did, he actually resigned, right? Good of the party and for the good of the country. This guy didn't do that. This guy did so much more stuff that was like beyond the pale of anything Nixon ever did. And we're trying to hold him accountable for it, right?
Yep.
And because of that, all these people are throwing a fit. Yep. And it's like you're showing where your allegiances are. Is your allegiance to the country and the rule of law? Is your allegiance to a orange-faced man in a toupee?
Yep.
Who is your allegiance to? An individual or the good of the country? Because we cannot have, you know, and you can't get there up there and say, oh, Biden doing this and Biden doing that, when all Biden has to do is say, well, look at all the shit Trump did. He got away with. So why can't I get away with it? Because that's what Trump was trying to say. Oh, all the stuff that Obama did, he got away with it. And look at all the stuff that Bush did, and he got away with it. Right.
Right.
And it just keeps going and going and building and building. And to the point you're going to have what they want, which is an imperial presidency, which is basically a king. They want a monarchy, which I don't understand the whole point of. But we know that there's no person who's going to be benevolent enough to be the leader of the free world, as it were, with that much power. We need to be curtailing the power of the presidency, not letting it get bigger and bigger and bigger, which is what Trump has done to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is a small segment, a quick CSV export of the database. So yeah,
oh my God.
Huh?
Tim Tuberville, Tom Tuberville or whatever. Yeah. Tom Tuberville. He's quoting about that.
Oh, okay.
Retweeting him because Tuberville is holding up all of these military positions being promoted, hundreds and hundreds of them, weakening the military. And this is supposed to be the party that's pro military and wanting a strong military. And they got one guy who's blocking all of this advancement stuff that needs to be done and replacements that need to be done. We got vacuums of power inside the military right now because of this one guy, and everybody's celebrating him because he wants to keep the woke out of the military.
Yeah, there's the
stupidest thing ever.
Found the good tweet. The worst thing Obama did was wear that tan suit. Honestly, the worst thing he ever did with the presidency was that tan suit. It was awful. It was awful.
remember everybody going nuts because Obama bowed to the king of the Saudis?
Mm-hmm.
What did Trump do? Trump gave them military contracts.
Well, he did bow, so that's different.
Oh, he did bow, though. Oh, that's the thing.
Oh, bowing is protocol. Bowing protocol. You're supposed to bow now. It's different when he bows. At least he can bow. You don't see Biden bow, and he can't bow.
And they can't believe that the Democrats are going after Trump like this and investigating him. They investigated Obama for 7 years.
That's the thing, yeah, with Obama. It was just everyone around him. It was corrupt as hell.
But like, a few people around him that were corrupt and got caught, yeah. and good for him. And mm-hmm. and yeah. Trump and Obama did some things I wasn't very happy about, and I wrote correct. About yep. in my blog yep, post about the using the IRS to go after people and things like that.
But that was ever traced back to Biden. That was some standalone people that was doing that.
Right. So if you would have been able to do a RICO conspiracy on him, maybe you would have caught him, right? I don't know. But what I'm saying is that they complain how horrible that was, and then they go 4 years of Trump doing the most horrendous violations of the rule of law ever existence. Jim Jordan. This is the funniest thing ever. Jim Jordan is sending out subpoenas. Now listen to this. Normally, when you send out a subpoena, you at least try to get the person to come in first. He's not doing that. He's just sending them out flat without even asking the person if they want to come in on their own. Now, okay, you want to be like that? That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Maybe you should answer your own subpoena that you haven't for 400 days. He was subpoenaed by the House 1-6 committee to come in and talk, and he refused to, and never did. Now, he's going to be issuing subpoenas to other people and complaining that they're not showing up. He has no leg to stand on at all. And that's what happens is when you start going down this path of trying to protect your own and going after the opponent and not doing it right, you end up putting yourself in such a hypocritical atmosphere that nobody listens to you anymore. Nobody does anything anymore. Nobody even tries to do the right thing because there's no point because, you know, the other side's not going to do it.
Yeah, I just sent Jackie a copy of the Excel sheet of the Trump tweets. And yes, Jackie, if you go into that file, you can click the links and actually will bring you to the tweets. It's really cool.
Those are not deleted.
Yeah, if they weren't deleted, it's still captured them. You know, like I would send them to Ryan.
Yeah, you got them before. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The moment they was up, it was up for longer than a second, I would grab it.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to send it to me in case, you know, I go call up Jack Smith tonight after the show.
Oh, to give it to non-snitches. But yeah.
So the thing is that he find there's all these things that he's been indicted for, which is not even close to the amount of stuff that he has done. He had 10 counts of obstruction of justice in the Mueller report. And that's when I flipped on him when I read that. And then, because I was defending him before then, right? And the Mueller report comes out, and I'm like, holy shit, this guy's a fucking, you know, I mean, this guy does not even respect anything in the rule of law. He's just after himself.
Yeah, correct. Well, because in that, to be fair to everybody, to even a lot of us on this network too, it was more of a, we did see the news media last week, the liberal bias was, and hated him before, did talk about, hey, we're going to impeach him before he even sworn in, like, hey, we're going to impeach this guy. It's like, what crap, you know? You know, at least give him a chance.
And they've already tried impeaching Obama or Biden. I don't know how many times they tried impeaching Obama several times. I mean, it's not like they are opposed to impeaching a president. You know what it is? They just don't have never find the goods.
Yeah.
You know, with Trump made it easy for him because he just didn't care. He just threw it all out there and everybody could see it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't think he'd ever get, because he never thought he'd get called on it. And he's so far been right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so far he's been proven to be, above the law, and that's not where we want to be as a country. I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't care if you like Trump or not. And I remember when I was arguing with one of my kind of personal heroes on Twitter and got blocked by him, John Cusack, because right after he gets in there, he's like, well, he's a traitor and he should be taken out and blah, 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 blah. And Russia, Russia, Russia and everything. And I'm like, dude, maybe we should find out what's really going on first. Mm-hmm. And he ended up blocking me because I was pushing back on him too much. It's whatever, fine. I don't get it. It is what it is. But, you know, within a while, once I got the Mueller report and I realized that, oh, you know, this is all he's really doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't really read the Mueller report because they were told that it wasn't anything. And they didn't read some of the stuff that was in there that we can't prove certain things. Mm-hmm. They were able to prove it later. Like, the whole notion about him being aware of the dump from, what's the name of the website that was that dumped all that data? WikiLeaks, right?
WikiLeaks.
He apparently had no knowledge of the WikiLeaks thing, right? Except, and they couldn't prove that he did until after the Mueller report was over. They go to the Roger Stone trial, and in the Roger Stone trial, Roger Stone says, "Yeah, I presented it to him 2 days before, so he knew it was coming." Mm. I'm ranting so much I'm forgetting names and stuff, but the one guy who got, you know, for Farrah and stuff like that and there, they were giving internal polling data to Russian agents so that they could use it for whatever he was willing to do. They met with some Russian agents to try and find information on Hillary, and they didn't have the goods that he wanted, so they didn't make a deal on it. But he was willing to listen to him. If they'd have had the goods, he would have. Right. So this is all stuff we found out in there. And there's even more stuff that when you go to, because a lot of the conversations that were in there, a lot of the depositions that were in there were blacked out and sealed for a long time, but they've started undoing them so you can read them. And it's like, oh my God, all this stuff is in here that, yeah, they may not be able to prove something, but there's a lot of stuff there that people need to be looking at and seeing that he was doing and he was involved in. So this whole idea that there was no Russian collusion, there was no like Russia telling Trump to jump and Trump saying how high, but there was a lot of coordination that was going on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you don't like it. That's just the reality of it. That happened.
Yep.
So there's that. He's been finally found guilty of raping somebody. I mean, we knew that it happened, you know, that sort of thing. There's Truth Social is under investigation or indictment or whatever. They're in the court. The Trump organization has already been found guilty once and they're under investigation for something else now. He's got like six court cases in 2024 that he's going to have to go through if all the dates hit.
Correct. Right?
Part of the problem with him saying that he can't have his trials until 2026 is because he's got too many cases going at the same time.
Right.
Because people finally did the investigations once he got out of office, because when he was in office, nobody could touch the guy.
Correct. And that's why he's scrambling to get back in.
Right. But that's why this stuff didn't happen before, and why it's all happening now at the same time is because as soon as he got out, everybody started doing their investigation. It takes a year or two to do that sort of thing. And now it's all hitting at the same time, and it's just overload for a lot of people. And it must be an attack on him because they're afraid that he's going to get elected again. There's no way he's ever winning the presidency again. Yeah, I don't care who's running against Biden, he still loses.
80 million stupid people. Okay. All right.
But how many people are so tired of him? They want him to go away. That was why he didn't win in 2020, because people just were done with him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Plus there's a whole other things on the political side that's going on with abortion and things like that. The left is just not staying home anymore. They're not going to stay home like they did in 2016. They're coming out in force every single election. They learned their lesson. They're not letting it happen again.
Correct.
So the right has to start putting up people who are middle of the road to capture some of those soccer moms and stuff and get their side. And they're not doing it. They're focusing on going far right. And that just hurts them more and more.
Correct.
The idea that somehow anybody is going to beat Joe Biden in 2024, no matter how much I wish the guy wasn't running, I wish somebody else would run for the Democrats. Please, God, somebody else run for the Democrats. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to get back there.
You got Robert Kennedy.
He's astroturfed. He gets all his money from the Republicans.
Okay. All right. Before I'm not gonna let you stop you, stun block you before you
can go for another 3 hours, Randy.
4 hours later. He's like, put that video back on. There was more of that clip.
I know there was more. You're hiding it from me.
I am. There's more of this.
Let's go look at the one you saw Wednesday. Let's go do that one.
Oh, man. All right. Some housekeeping thing. Hey, Jackie, thanks for the resub. Thanks for subbing to the channel. Scott, thanks for the bit. Jackie, thanks for the bits. Thank you. Yes, I turned the alerts back on. I realized they weren't working, so I turned them back on. So we got the little alerts. I'm sure you guys saw Cat Bug and everyone in the alerts. I'm sure everyone's happy. I want to thank everyone for watching this episode. You could have been listening or watching to anything else in the world, but you decided to tune in and listen to this, and that I thank you. I turned that off because that stuff is just loud. I'm sorry. Oh, no. God. Yes. Apparently, I did. I thought I turned it off. Apparently, I was wrong. That was loud as hell. So please tune in, come and watch. I don't know what we're going to do next Monday night. It's probably won't be this close to the sun of politics for a while. Please come in to watch us on twitch.tv/wearelibertarians as the letter R and on youtube.com/wearelibertarians. This is a live podcast. We type at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come hang out with us live. You can come chat, be part of the conversations. I'm happy of the 200 plus of you who download this episode every week. Thank you. I love each and every one of you. But I kind of want you guys to come hang out live and talk with, communicate with us. But, you know, I'm just glad you enjoy the content. Hopefully us getting this too close positive doesn't, you know, push you away to not coming back again. Like I said, I don't know if we'll do this again, but I enjoyed it. This clip was just too good to go away, and I didn't want to waste it on Dear Leader because like he's kind of a loser. Some of the stuff Reinhold really needed this.
If you want more of this, let us know.
Yeah,
send us a little note. Send us a message somehow. Get on the Discord because you don't pump the Discord anymore. We got people leaving the Discord. Everybody's leaving the Discord. You still have a Discord. It's still there. We still have fun on it.
We still have the Discord there. We have fun on it. Come share memes. We still have everything's there for the Discord. Yes. Sorry, Reinhold. Yes. Don't pump it. But because to be perfectly honest, Reinhold, I didn't expect that many people to get on the Discord, and I kind of want to get people off of Discord, come to Matrix, or you know, do something else. But you know, I want private communication. Private communications, Reinhold. Private.
Once you get to Mastodon or your own server going, then we can push them to that. But we can do it from the Discord.
That's right. All right. Also, Osconja wants to know, when is Reinhold going to watch Cowboy Bebop? When was it, Reinhold? Reinhold, you're muted. We don't hear you, Reinhold. Reinhold.
When I get around to it.
Okay. All right. That's
fine. You want to see my schedule for this week? Let me show you my schedule for this week.
Should do a watch party,
Reinhold. Two late nights in the middle of the week. I've got a whole thing. I got it. It's a whole thing.
Oh. When we get off the air here in a bit, I got to tell you what my vendor did to me. I'll show you this in a bit. All right. Say goodbye, Reinhold. We're out of here. Goodbye. Thanks, everybody. Bye,